BEC homework is organized for candidates who are preparing towards the BEC examination. It's a homework because we send you questions in your various homes. Once the questions are sent to the parents have an option to either print out the questions or administer the question using a desktop or a laptop. The examination is not an online exam. We only use the internet as a medium of communication and transfer of resources or materials to parents who have registered their wards. Once the questions are sent, it comes along with a timetable. We require that the exams is written based on the timetable. However, we allow for flexibility since every home has its own peculiar issues and problems to resolve. Now, when the candidate is taking the exams, we recommend that foolscap sheet is used to write the exams. One page should be dedicated to the objective test and then the other pages for the subjective. The objective test answers should be numbered 1 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30 in that order. Now, once the exams or the subject for the day is written, we also require that the scripts or the answers provided by the candidate are scanned into PDF. Thus, we provide you with an app for your Android phone that enables you to do that, and it comes with a set of procedures. Once you are through with this, the script that has been scanned will be forwarded to our official WhatsApp page or number. We download, we mark, and we grade you. Once we are done with grading of the candidate, we also generate an examiner's report on each of the subjects that the candidate took. Now, the results and the examiner's report are uploaded onto our website, ghanaeducation.org, where parents can use their phone numbers, which would be the candidate's index number, to access the results only on desktop or laptops. We have disabled the access to the result and the examiner's report on mobile phones because of challenges we face when results are released. Now, once the results are released, we move a step further to make available to parents the marked scripts of their wards as well as the marking scheme for each of the subjects that were administered to the candidate. The results, the marking scheme, the marked script, and the examiner's report are used by the parents to make corrections or to help the candidate to make the needed corrections and also to be helped at home. We also require that the examiner's report that has been generated is taken serious and recommendations provided or made are implemented to help the candidate. Now, the exams is written on a monthly basis, and each month a candidate is supposed to take the exams. Parents are expected or required to make payment for the particular option they choose. The exams has two options. We have the core subject only, which is 65 CDs, and then the core subjects plus ICT and RME, which is 85 CD. Then we have a one-time registration fee of 20 CDs for each candidate. Where a parent is registering more than one candidate, we give you some discount, which will be discussed once you want to come on board. So basically, this is how our mock is run. Our mock is not in any way leaked exam questions. Rather, they are well set and standard mock questions administered by Education News Consult with the help of examiners who set the questions and provide the marking schemes and also mark the scripts. Basically, this is how the mock is run, and we welcome any parent who wants to bring his or her ward on board so that we can together help the candidate to get ready for the exams and do an independent work in the exams. Finally, when the candidate is writing the exams, we require that someone at home should serve as an invigilator so that the student is not tempted to mess up the preparation process that aims at identifying his or her weaknesses and helping to correct them ahead of the exams. Thank you.